This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace Blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code EMMA. This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today.
Ramble.
Before we get into this episode is sponsored by Depop. Thank you, Depop. Depop is the community marketplace app where 13 million people come to buy, sell, and discover the most unique fashion in the whole world. If you're looking for the coolest clothes around, you want to download this app. Sustainable style, reworked items, DIY fashion, it's all there. My pro tip is browsing other people's liked items. It's a great way to discover new dope items to shop. And did you know that you can sort your own liked items into collections? First, like any item on Depop, then add it to a collection of your own. Label them 90s, Y2K, streetwear, 70s prairie vibes, whatever you're into, you'll find it on Depop. So let's get shopping. The best items move fast, so get on it now before you miss out on the vintage dress of your dreams. Now I'm getting anxious. I feel like I need to go on there right now or else I'm going to miss out on something good. Start building those collections too. It's a sick way to curate your taste and share it with your friends. Download it for iOS and Android now or head to Depop.com to get started. Thank you, Depop. You guys are great. Hi, I'm Emma Chamberlain, and this is Stupid Genius, the podcast where I'm stupid and I'm also a genius. Today we're talking about why yawning is contagious. Yawning is contagious. But first, let's talk a little bit about yawning. Now, I mean, I'm always tired. Always. Like, from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed, I'm always tired. And people don't really know that about me because I'm so high energy and I talk so much and I'm so annoying. And it seems like I have a lot of energy, but in reality, I'm constantly sleep deprived and constantly exhausted. So yawning is a consistent, you know, is a consistent part of my life. Like at the end of the day, I know that I'm going to be yawning. That's something that never leaves. I'm always yawning. So, I mean, the reason why yawning is contagious is like definitely something that is interesting to me considering how substantial yawning is in my life. Not to mention, something funny happens when I'm editing my videos. Because if you didn't know, I'm also a YouTuber, so whatever. And I edit my own videos. So when I'm editing my own videos, sometimes I'll yawn like in the video, right? Like the footage that I'm editing, I'm yawning in it, okay? It's so weird because if I yawn in my video, I will yawn in real life. And I've done it hundreds of times. Like, I'm not kidding you. Every single time I yawn in a video, I yawn in real life when I'm editing. And it's always so funny to me. Like, it straight up makes me laugh because I'm like, there's no way. Like, why the fuck am I yawning? Like, it just, it's like, it's weird. It's not even like a real human being. I'm watching my past self yawn and that makes me yawn. What world do we live in? I can't make this shit up. Okay. So that's funny to me. So I'm actually really curious to see why my, you know, past self makes my current self yawn. That honestly, that's interesting to me. But before we get into my hypothesis is, I don't care how many episodes I'm going to do. I'm still never going to know how to say the plural of hypothesis. I just don't even care to find out. Like, I don't even want to know. So we're just going to keep butchering that. It's probably funny for somebody out there. But before we get into my hypothesis, okay, let's get into the word of the day.
The stupid genius word of the day is involuntary. If something is involuntary, it means it's done without conscious control. You just can't help it. Like me dancing to a sassy techno beat. I'm moving and I cannot help it, Emma. Help me.
There's a lot of things that I involuntarily do. I mean, definitely yawning when somebody else yawns is involuntary. Because, like, I don't want to be yawning. I mean, yawning doesn't hurt. It's not, like, a painful or uncomfortable bodily function. It's not even, like, a bodily function, but, like, bodily motion, bodily expression, bodily mistake. Yawning seems like it's a mistake because it just doesn't make sense. And, like, what are you even doing? Like, really think about it right now. Like, you don't even have a choice. You're just involuntarily opening your mouth and you don't even know fucking why. And then it's over. What the fuck is going on? That's weird. If you really think about it, it's like how if you say a word too many times and then it becomes weird at that point. That's what thinking about yawning is for me right now. It's like the more I think about it, the more I'm like, this shit is just fucked. This shit's just weird. There's no reason. I don't know. It's weird. But I mean, it's not the only like involuntary bodily function / bodily whatever, like just things that we do, like hiccups. Like, why do you hiccup? Like, oh, well, we have an episode about that. So check it out. I don't know. Go check it out. There is an episode about hiccups. But like, that's something that just happens. Sometimes your body just like acts up. And like, that's yawning. Especially when it's contagious. Because that's just really sus. Right? Well, let's get into the hypothesis and see. Do you know what? Maybe I'm just going to start saying guesses. Let's get into our guesses and see why yawning is contagious, fam. Okay. Bae. Before we get into the first guess, let's talk a little bit about LifeSum. LifeSum is a nutrition-focused app which helps you keep track of your health by logging your meals, exercise, and water intake. The water intake thing is important for me because I'm always dehydrated. Whatever your health goal is, the app will provide you with personalized feedback based on your tracking habits in order to achieve results the easy way. LifeSum is like the nutritionist in your pocket. One of the great things that they have is a macronutrients tracker, which is great for me because I'm vegetarian and it's important to make sure that I'm getting all of my food groups covered. So this feature helps me stay on track with that and make sure I'm getting everything I need, showing me where I'm lacking, showing me where I'm eating too much of a certain thing, etc. So it's great. Another thing about LifeSum that's really helpful is that they have eating and meal plans. So if you're trying to create a healthier lifestyle, but you don't know exactly what to be eating and how to make sure you're covering all your bases and getting everything you need, LifeSum has plans perfect for you. The app will provide recipes and food ratings that help you make sure that you're not wasting your time eating stuff that's not fun, okay? They're going to make sure that you're eating good stuff while also having a healthy lifestyle. It's very helpful and very convenient and fun because taking care of your body is freaking fun, right? I know. If you have the premium version of the app, you get recipe recommendations, which is great for me because I'm vegetarian. So, I mean, I've said I'm vegetarian like 7 times. I think you get the idea. But being vegetarian is not easy because most recipes have meat in it. And besides that, you're just eating like pasta and like nothing really that, and like potatoes. So like, finding new, unique recipes to make is really helpful. For example, they have raspberry oats with banana and kiwi. I tried that out last week and it's delicious. Great breakfast. Their wide variety of recipes make it a lot easier for me to spice up my diet so I'm not getting bored of the same foods every day. If you want to check out LifeSum, which I really think you should, go to lifesum.com/stupidgenius to create an account and get 30% off on the 12-month subscription. Again, go to lifesum.com/stupidgenius to get a 30% off discount on the 12-month subscription. Thank you, LifeSum. Okay, now let's get into guest number one.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? To be honest, my social battery is horrible right now. I am running on empty. I want to be alone for a whole week straight and see no one and talk to no one. I think I've overbooked myself a little bit. And so I'm feeling very drained. And hey, maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more time alone. Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything.
Here's my first guess. Let's keep it simple for guess number one. All right, let's put ourselves into a scenario here. You see someone else yawning and you're like, oh shit, vibes. Like they're tired, you know? And then subconsciously your mind's like, oh shit, you know, seeing that homie yawn reminded me that I'm tired too. And next thing you know, your body's like, oh my God, I just realized I'm tired. And now you're yawning. It's like seeing someone else yawn reminds you that you're actually tired too. And then you're yawning all of a sudden. And it's kind of a subconscious thing because obviously you can't really yawn on purpose. Not to mention, just like as a quick little side note here to get a little off topic, me talking about yawning, I'm having to force myself right now not to yawn. Like I feel it in my throat right now that I want to. And I'm like literally like, literally, oh my God, stop. Literally, she's yawning. Stop, that's hilarious. Okay, no, like everybody in the room with me right now is yawning. Like we all can't stop, like this is like insane. What is going on? This is scary. Like I feel like this could be definitely some sort of like mind control down the line. Like the way that yawning is contagious, like, I don't know, some sort of mind control could be incorporated into that type of science. But anyway, let's not get too off topic. We all know I know how to do that really well. Long story short, guess number one, your friend yawns, a past video of yourself yawns, somebody in a movie yawns. It reminds you how tired you are. And your subconscious is like, oh shit, it's time for me to yawn too. Yes or no? Okay. Whatever. I still have two more guesses. This is how this goes, okay? I always know my first guess is going to be wrong because I'm just warming up, just being a little stupid, you know? Got to warm up by being stupid so that we can get genius. I say that every time. I'm kind of like a broken record at this point. I like just say the same words all the time. Like, do I need to read a book? Like, I don't know. Because I feel like I'm just boring. But also maybe it's because I hear myself talk from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed and I'm just so bored of me. So maybe I'm going to start reading some books. Maybe that'll like broaden my vocab, you know. Maybe it'll make me a little bit, kind of like expand my personality a little bit, you know. Anyway, on to guess number two. So guess number two, kind of similar to guess number one, but a little bit different. Because yawning is not only contagious when you see someone else doing it, but it's also contagious when you even like hear someone talking about it. Like when your brain hears or reads even the word yawn, you want to yawn, okay? It's more than just seeing your friend yawn and then you being like, oh shit, I like, you know, that reminds me I need to yawn. I think that the word itself is a trigger for your brain. I think like, you know, if you see someone yawn in your mind, you're like subconsciously like, oh my God, they're yawning, okay? Or when you're reading it on a piece of paper or you're hearing somebody say it, the word yawn, okay? Maybe it's the sound that it makes. I mean, okay, wait, that actually wouldn't make sense because the word yawn came after the action of yawning. So it's not like I was trying to go the route of being like, yo, okay? The word yawn sounds so fucking weird if you really think about it, like yawn. It's kind of gross. It's kind of like a gross word. And it makes your body like free. Your body rejects the word and your mouth just opens really wide as a reaction. But the problem is none of that even remotely makes sense at all because the word yawn came after the action of yawning. So let's just ditch that whole thing. And let's go back to my initial idea, which was, like, even if you're not tired, it doesn't matter if you're tired, it doesn't matter if you're awake, it doesn't matter if you got 12 hours of sleep that night, the word yawn or seeing somebody yawn is just straight up a trigger for you, and your body just can't help itself. When they see somebody else do it, your body's like, I guess I'm just gonna do it too. You know? And then next thing you know, you're yawning. I think it's pretty simple. I don't think it needs to be that complex. Like, I feel like it just simply being a trigger for you, like seeing somebody else, whatever, like, I think that's simple as that. It's just a trigger, and then you do it too. And you don't know why. Maybe even scientists don't know why. I don't know. Maybe it's just the way we're wired, where it's just straight up, you just can't control it. It's involuntary. Yes. Yes, I use the vocab word. That doesn't happen often, okay? Because I always forget what it is, and then, you know, and it's too complex for me to know how to use it in a sentence. Involuntary, I got you. I just use that shit. Proud of me, whatever. Anyway, that's my second guess, right or wrong. Okay, that's not chill. It's not chill at all. I kind of believed in that one a little bit. But you know what? We have one more guess. If I don't guess this right, I'm going to be sad because I've had really bad luck the past 2 days and I need something to like hype me up and remind me that I'm not a fucking loser. You know, am I getting, you know, like it be that way sometimes. Like, stay until the end of the episode to hear about all my misfortunes within the past 2 days and how bad my luck has been. But before we get into that, let's get into our third guess. There's a lot riding on this, okay? This is really important for my ego and my, like, well-being right now and my happiness. Okay, so we're almost on to guess number three, but let me talk a little bit about Daily Harvest. Recently, I've been using Daily Harvest a lot because in the mornings, I don't really have a lot of time to put together some sort of elaborate, healthy breakfast. And Daily Harvest is great because everything's so easy to make and pre-prepared and pre-portioned out. So every morning I've been having nice, healthy breakfast because of Daily Harvest. It's pretty much the best thing ever. Daily Harvest delivers carefully sourced, chef-crafted smoothies, savory bowls, overnight oats, and more. My favorite is actually the smoothies. I've been making those every single morning, and they're so good. It's so easy to just throw it into the blender, add some milk, add some juice, add some water, blend it up, and you're done. It's almost too easy. Although I don't think too easy exists. I love easy stuff, so I'm not complaining. Also, everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to eat it. So it's not like you got a bunch of groceries going bad, which is nice because everything I buy from the grocery store goes bad. My personal favorite is the mint cocoa cacao, I don't know how to say that, smoothie. It's really, really good. There's like kale in it, cacao nibs. I mean, it's just really good. And if I'm drinking kale and I'm not hating it, something's going well, so I'm not mad. Choose from more than 50 nourishing options for any time of the day, ready to blend smoothies, harvest bowls, soups, and more. Each single serving cup takes one step to prepare. Just add water or milk to a smoothie or heat up a harvest bowl and you're done. Go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code STUPIDGENIUS to get 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code STUPIDGENIUS for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. Daily-harvest.com. Go check it out. It's my new fave. 2019, I know we're like a few months in, but let's just be healthy, right? That's fun. Right? Now on to the third guess. Okay, this is a little bit, I'm gonna have a hard time explaining this, but I really believe in it. So it's like, I'm gonna do my absolute best to put this into words. Let's see what we can do here. Okay, guess number three, when you see someone yawning, right? You wanna match their level, okay? I think that humans can be chameleons a lot. Like, when someone's sad, it's hard for you not to be sad, right? When someone's happy, that's, you know, contagious. You kind of become happy. Not all the time, but, you know, a lot of the times, like, other people's energy and, like, what they're feeling and what they're doing, that's something that, like, affects you. You know what I mean? And that's, like, normal, okay? You know, so maybe it's the same way with being tired. Your buddy is tired and they're yawning. Or somebody in the movie is tired and they're yawning. you subconsciously want to match their level of emotion so that you guys can, like, you know, because that's just human instinct to, like, match with somebody's emotion. You know what I mean? If their emotion is more extreme than yours, you'll match it. Maybe that's just me because I'm very impressionable. So, like, if somebody's in a bad mood, I'm in a bad mood. Not always, but, like, I get affected by people's energies really easily. But I don't think it's like that. I think it's just, like, subconsciously we want to match each other's level. And so that's why when somebody's yawning, you're like, oh, shit, they're tired. Well, you know, I subconsciously want to match their level. So I'm going to kind of start easing into the fact that maybe I'm a little tired, too. I'm just going to yawn a little bit. But that's the back of your brain doing that, not your frontal brain, you know what I mean? Because you don't mean to do it. But it's your subconscious being like, you know what? I want to be tired with my friends because I don't like being left out. Because all my friends are tired and they want to take a nap. What am I going to do? I'm going to be bored. So I'm just going to yawn and be tired too. Yes or no?
Yeah!
No way. I knew that me, like, really working hard and being myself and trying to verbalize that idea would pay off. You know, that performance, I need to run for president next year. Because I just think that that was really good. The way that I was able to take my thoughts and put it into words, that's some president shit. I'm running for fucking president. Emma Chamberlain, 24 or something, like, vote, bitch. Swear to God. Soul Cycles in every town. And oat milk and almond milk have to be an option at all coffee shops. Sick of that bullshit. Sick of going in and them only having regular milk. I'm so sick of it. What do you want me to do? I either get a black coffee or I have fucking diarrhea because of your fucking bad milk options. That's your fault. Okay? I'm sick of that. What else? No, that's it. That's all I would change. And, like, maybe I'd, like, make taxes not exist because, like, this was my first year paying taxes and, like, that shit hurt it. Oh, God. That shit hurt it so bad. Oh, my God. I literally, like, my mom used to, like, be upset about taxes and I was like, what? And then now I had to pay my own taxes. I was like, oh, my God. It was so awful. Oh, my God. I hated it. I feel like I got robbed. I was like, oh, my God. Like, what the fuck? Like, oh, I am upset. Now I'm getting triggered. Don't even get me started on taxes, okay? I don't even fucking, don't even, I'm way too young. I don't even want to talk about it, all right? And you know what? We all deal with it. So it's like, I can't be whiny about it. But that doesn't mean it doesn't suck so bad, okay? Like, even though I'm, like, even though we all go through it, just like periods, well, men don't go through it, but, like, they have other issues. Like, whatever. Not really, honestly. Like, what if, okay, do you know what? Don't get me started. But, like, it's, like, for women, periods, like, we all go through it, but that doesn't make it any fucking easier. So, when I become president, I'm gonna fucking stop talking about this, but when I do become president, I will make periods illegal, for one. And also, taxes is just fucking, also, fuck money altogether. We're just gonna start, like, trading stuff. You know, it's like, all right, I have this piece of paper that's blank, blank white piece of paper, totally new, totally ready to use. I will trade you that for a water bottle. I don't know. Like, that's vibes. So, anyway, but for me, sorry, completely irrelevant. Don't know where I got, how I got there. But has he even said the answer yet? I'm fucking insane. Literally, he hasn't even read the answer yet. And I'm like, what is, like, can you believe my level of insanity at certain points? Like, I'm scared of me. Do you know what? Let's hear the actual answer now.
I'm Professor Flule Borg, here with the answer to why is yawning contagious? Over the years, scientists have observed contagious yawning in chimpanzees, humans, baboons, bonobos, wolves, and, to a certain extent, dogs. But you aren't copying the yawn on any conscious level. It happens because you just can't help it. If you become self-conscious about a yawn, it stops. Scientists think it's a revolutionary trait we learned over time, and this is their best guess as to why, like laughter, contagious yawning might help groups to bond by signaling unself-conscious, relaxed sleepiness. It likely has more to do with feeling safe than with feeling threatened. I'm Professor Flula Borg, and that was the stupid genius answer of the day.
Okay, so like, that was like, that goes a little crazy. Like the fact that like humans are so like impressionable like that, that we're just going to start yawning because someone else is yawning. Like that's crazy. And because we want to like fit in and feel comfortable. Also, the fact that I guessed it means that I should become president, apparently, based on my 20-minute rant about it. So whatever. Decide what you want. Actually, I would not want to be president at all. I would hate that. Oh my God. Wow. Now that we're done and we got our answer and I got it right and I feel so good, I needed that. I needed that. And let me tell you why. Because for today's wind down of this episode, for today's podcast wind down, we're going to talk about my bad luck. Okay? Because yesterday I straight up was just having the worst luck. Okay? Let me talk to you about it. So, I mean, there's a lot of elements to this, but I'm just going to give you a few of the examples. So like, if you think that this is all that just happened, all the things that I'm about to say, no, there was more than what I'm about to tell you. But like that there's, but I can't even, we'd be here all day if I went through every single little bad thing that happened to me. So for one, so I picked up my friend Amanda and we went and we were going to get ramen. Okay. Now, the line for this ramen place is always very long, and we were, like, anticipating this. But when we got there, it was so long. It was literally curving around the restaurant almost. But we were like, do you know what? Like, it's okay. Like, let's just do it. So I pull in. I pay $3 for parking, because the parking right in front of the restaurant was taken. So I had to pull into the back, do the whole valet thing, whatever. I had to like, I rarely have cash. So I was like, okay, well, whatever. I have some, like, this is fine. We'll just do this. We go and we start waiting in line. We wait there for like 20 minutes and the line is just not moving and we are starving at this point. So we're like, do you know what? Let's just leave. We'll go eat somewhere else. So we're walking out and we're leaving, and as we're walking away, a parking spot directly in front of the restaurant opens up. And I was like, you know, that's just really upsetting, because if I would have came 20 minutes later, no, not even, maybe 15 minutes later, I could have had that spot. But you know what? I was like, that's a little minor inconvenience, but it can't get much worse than that. It's not a big deal. So I go back into the valet area where I parked, and they had closed valet like 15 minutes after I'd left. Meaning that if I would have showed up 15 minutes later, I wouldn't have had to pay for parking because the guy left. Because they closed that, like they stopped making you pay for parking after a certain time. So I really just paid for parking for nothing. I was literally the last car to park in that lot. Okay? And I was like, that's annoying. But I was like, whatever. You know, it's fine. Let's just go somewhere else. So we end up driving to our favorite Thai food place. It's so good. You know, I mean, it makes my friend and I both like have like questionable bowel behavior, but it tastes good. So I'm really like, whatever. So we drive to this Thai place and we park, whatever. And we go in, we order our Thai food. We're really excited. And we both get the same order. We both get yellow curry, which is like random, but it's so good from there. Or so we thought. They bring it out and we both take a bite of it. And we're like, they straight up changed their recipe. The whole fucking recipe. I'm like, I just want good food. Okay? And I already cooked for myself once that day. So I'm not trying to make myself another meal. Like, I just wanted to go out and treat myself. Okay, so I'm eating this curry. It tasted so bad. And I was like, why? How do you fuck that up? It's been good every other time. It's been good. I've probably gotten this Thai food restaurant's curry 30 plus, no, maybe more. I'm not gonna lie, at least 40 or 50 times. I used to get it all the time because it's like pretty healthy and like light, you know, and like it's not like, you know, but it still makes you like, you know, bowel movements are questionable after eating it, but like it still tastes good and it's like not that big of a deal. So I've gotten it so many times. And the one time that like we just had a whole ordeal at the ramen place, we just wanted to like relax and treat ourselves. They change the fucking recipe. I couldn't believe it. But it gets worse. So after I'm done eating, this is so fucking embarrassing, and I'm going to tell you anyway because I think it's funny. I'm sitting there, you know, in the booth with my friend Amanda. Me and Amanda are very open. I like am not like nothing embarrasses me when I'm with her. Like literally nothing. There's nothing that could happen that would make me embarrass in front of Amanda or my friend Olivia. Even like we're both just all such open books. Nothing. But and this didn't embarrass me in front of her. But we were obviously in public in a restaurant. So what happens next was still very embarrassing. So I was just sitting there. I'm like sitting and I'm like fucking so embarrassing. I don't know. Oh my God. Okay, let's just say I'm sitting there. I'm talking to Amanda. I'm like comfortable, like just relaxing, whatever. And I like straight up just like farted like really fucking loud. And like, and I'm not kidding with you. And the restaurant's so intimate and it really wasn't, the music really wasn't that loud. You know, they're playing Shawn Mendes, but like they weren't playing it loud enough for that to be drowned out. Okay. And so I just farted. And Amanda was like, did you do that on purpose? I'm like, no. And that's the fucking problem. Okay. Farting on purpose out loud is like funny. Like I do that all the time. I'll do that in front of anybody if it's like on purpose. Not anybody. Okay. Not anybody. But like people I'm close with, like, okay, if I like fart, like fuck it. Like, sorry. Like it's me. Like I can't hold back. If I'm like in a meeting, I'm not going to be fucking farting loud. Okay. If I'm like reporting my podcast, I'm not going to be like out here like, eh, you know what I mean? But like with my friends, like it's funny. Okay. But even when you're with your friends, if you fart and it wasn't on purpose and it kind of like comes out of nowhere and it like, you didn't mean to, talk about absolute, it's so degrading and it's so defeating. Like, you're just like, you, when you're shocked by your own fart, especially in public, like in front of your friends is one thing, but especially in public, when other people can hear it and did hear it. It is the most defeating feeling. I literally was like, I'm just gonna straight up give this restaurant my credit card and walk out. I don't even fucking wanna wait for the check anymore. Like, I can't even wait. And so after my fart, that was a lot. But you know, I was like, I was kind of in a bad mood before the fart happened. And after I farted, it made me realize, I was like, you know what? Nothing can be worse than that. It's only uphill from here. So after that, it made me like laugh. And then I was like, okay, I'm in a good mood now. Like I'm literally in a good mood now. Like loosened me up a little bit. And then I went home and then I went to bed. And then I woke up the next day and I was like, fresh new day. Today, we're not going to have uncontrollable farts. And you know what? Knowing me, it probably won't happen again for another few months, and then it'll just like come out of nowhere and just completely freak me out. So that's me. That's who I am. That's the end of our like ramble session today. Ramble. Oh my God. LMAO. Thank you, ramble. No, but that's the end of my like fucking nonstop talking for the day. I'm gonna leave you guys alone and I'm gonna let you guys go do your thing. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I hope you had fun. I did. For sure. And I love you all. And wait, I did not segue that well at all. I'm Emma Chamberlain, and that was Stupid Genius, the podcast where I'm stupid and I'm also a genius. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Stupid Genius on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to check out at Ramble Official on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes video and content for Stupid Genius. Also, I made Stupid Genius merch, so if you're interested in checking that out, go to www.com/shopemmachamberlain.com and check it out. We got some hoodies going on over there, and it's, I think they're pretty cool. I mean, I don't own one yet because I haven't gotten it yet, but like I'm so excited to wear it once I get it. So did I really straight up, hold on, wait, I just like realized what I just said. www.com. Go to www.com/shopemmachamberlain.com.
www.com/shopemmachamberlain.com.
ShopEmmaChamberlain.com. I knew what I was saying, it that something was off, and but I like didn't know what it was. And then afterwards, I was like, oh, wait, what? Okay, so what I meant to say is, if you want to buy my merch, which you should, if you want, it's comfy, it's cozy, it's nice, you know, it's cute design. It's like, if you want to support the podcast, you know, do what you got to do. www. Do you know what? Let's just say this, ShopEmmaChamberlain.com. All right. It's not that big of a deal. Not www.shopemmachamberlain.com. Imagine if that was the link. Nobody would even fucking know how to get to my website because they wouldn't know how to type that shit in. That's way too complicated. So, okay, now we're done. Now we're actually done. Goodbye.